So, before I go off on my vacation for next couple of weeks, vacation, sound American, how terrible, I thought I would leave you with a final audio tip before I disappear. And my tip for today is about emotion and how we aren't as logical and rational as we like to think we are. We have this impression that we weigh the pros and cons, we make sensible decisions, that the way that we are responding to a website, for example, is not influenced by the particular mood we're in at any one time. But it's not true. We're hugely influenced by the way we feel, and we are very emotional beings. So if we're in a grumpy mood, we're going to be a lot less tolerant towards a website than if we're in a good mood when we sit down in front of it. And first impressions are a big part of this. And if you create a positive first impression as a website owner, then even if something goes wrong later down the line, people are going to be a lot more tolerant. So how does this all work out for you as a website owner? Well, I think the question you need to be asking yourself is, how are you eliciting positive emotional responses from people who visit your website? If they're more relaxed, then they're going to be more laid back when things don't work out quite right, or they're going to be more tolerant when they're trying to muddle their way through the site, etc. There's loads of things you can do to elicit a positive emotion. You could give things away. That always goes down very well. Bit of humour works very well. Creating a personal relationship with the website works well. I must have given the example before, surely, of Moo.com, where correspondence you get from this printing company that's printing your cards all comes from a fictional little character called Little Moo. And Little Moo sends you these emails telling you how your order progresses. And they're full of character and full of humour. And if something goes wrong, which I have had on one occasion, you get an email from Little Moo going, "I'm sorry, I've done a very bad thing." Now, it would be easy to get cross with a printing company that screwed up your order, but it's much harder to get upset at Little Moo. So using humour and pleasure and positive human characteristics will go a long way. Also, aesthetics are another big area for creating a positive reaction towards your website. All of these things need carefully considering, everything from content to design, if you're going to put people in the right frame of mind, if you're going to relax them and you're going to make them happy. And it's worth doing, because if they're happy and relaxed, they will stay on your website longer, they will consider what you're saying in more detail, and they're much more likely to buy. Anyway, there you go. That's my tip for today. Enjoy your next couple of weeks. I know I will be, as I'm off gallivanting around the UK. Talk to you soon.